On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the USA show Colony and new season of Prison Break. Actress Sarah Wayne Callies, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come down. So you're busy. Congrats on everything.
A little bit. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Life is good right now. So Prison Break, I can't believe it's been, what, about a decade, right?
A decade since season one. I think we were off the air for like 6 or 7 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So yeah. when they pitched you the premise of bringing it back, what did you think initially?
Well, I thought they were crazy.
Right?
I actually thought they were kidding. I mean, it's interesting, right? It's how technology has changed things. Because I think we had more viewers since we've been off the air than we ever did when we were on the air. Thanks to streaming services,
right,
and DVDs and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it takes time to find an audience sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, for a show like Prison Break, it's something that resonated maybe more internationally evenly than it did domestically.
Right.
And so as it sort of spreads more and more territories, people got on board. God love them.
Nice. Are you happy playing Sarah again?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, look, I owe my whole career to this job. You know, to be anything other than grateful would
right.
just not make any sense.
Well, that's a great attitude. I see Dominic at my boxing gym sometimes.
Do you?
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Good dude right there.
He's a good boxer, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's not bad.
Where do you, wild card? That's where you
want? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have the shirt on constantly. Yes, that's right.
It's like, whoa, she's psychic?
I've been following you for weeks. No, I used to box a little bit with at Petra Molly's gym.
Where's that gym at?
It's on Melrose.
Okay.
It's super teeny. It's John Bernthal has been there for years with this guy, Sean Kerrigan. And when we were doing Walking Dead, John mentioned that I hit like a girl. And he wasn't wrong. And so he was like, come on, let me see if we can fix this. And so we would go after work and he would try and shape up my punch a little bit. And he actually started calling me wrist like sticks because he was wrapping my wrist the first time. He's like, I've never actually had to wrap so many times around. Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm not a great boxer.
Do you like it? It's fun though, right? It's a fun workout.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's actually, there's a lot to keep your brain occupied.
Right. Right, you know? Exactly. No, it is therapeutic for me. So what's going on this season? Do we pick up where we left off or are you allowed to tell what the storyline is at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't pick up where we left off, which I think spares all of us the indignity of the audience going, God, they look really old for yesterday.
So what are the characters doing?
Kind of nice.
Though?
So it's been 7 years.
Okay.
My character has remarried, which I think is probably a very complicated emotional burden for some of the fans.
Mm-hmm.
But she's decided to honor the legacy of her dead husband by trying to raise her son, their son, as well as possible. And, you know, she's doing her best.
There was some filming in Morocco, correct?
There was, yeah.
Did you get to go or?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
You're not allowed
That's
to
a little
say?
Bit on the spoilery side.
Oh, really?
Small kind.
So you did.
So,
no. Small
kind. Fair enough. So at the same time, you're part of the show Colony on USA. Congrats to your agents being able to pull all that off the network there. And that was renewed for a third season. So how did you manage to balance both shows and how did that situation present itself?
You know, it was, Colony, it's really interesting. Colony has my heart in a way that maybe nothing I've ever done has because it's a show that I would watch, which isn't to say that that's not bagging on The Walking Dead or Prison Break, but I'm a sci-fi geek. And,
really?
You know, I came up on Star Wars and Star Trek, born right into the heart of that generation. I loved Battlestar Galactica so much.
Huh.
And I've always wanted to be a part of a show like that, partly because it's a show about really salient contemporary issues that are dressed up as entertainment because we've got aliens and spaceships. And
right.
I just think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, you can get a lot of subliminal messages in that way.
Huh? A lot. Well, yeah. Especially like the premise of the first season is that there's a wall built around Los Angeles and we're being governed by a dictator, you know? I mean, it's it's getting less fiction and more science every day. So you know, there was a lot of goodwill on the part of a lot of productions. And Carlton Cuse and USA were just, they just made it work. And so did, you know, so did Legends of Tomorrow and stuff. Dom rapped on a Sunday on Legends, came to work with me on Prison Break day one on a Monday. I finished Prison Break on a Friday and was on the Colony set 12 hours later. Like everybody just...
That's awesome.
They made it work.
Where do you shoot Colony at?
So we shot the first two seasons here, actually.
Cool.
And by here, I mean like last year we were on the Universal lot.
Oh, wow. Literally right here.
Right here. My trailer was actually just on the other side of the green fence from the Jurassic Park ride.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So my day sounded like this. dee, 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 dee. Oh. And then the tram would go by, right. And they'd be like, and here we are in the Colony set where Josh Holloway and Sarah Wayne Callies. I was like, oh, this is not relaxing. I don't think that's the reason, but we are moving the show to Vancouver for season 3. Oh,
and Prison Break was shot there as well, to Vancouver, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Season five was.
Yeah. And prior to that?
One in Chicago, 2 in Dallas, and 1 in San Pedro.
Wow. So all over the place. You don't hear that too often with the shows.
We're a movable feast.
How'd you like that?
You know, it's hard on connections with a crew. I'm somebody that, you know, you spend 80 hours a week with the same 60 people. You get really close.
Yeah, you want to get to know them and stuff.
Yeah. So I missed that, you know, especially our Chicago crew from season 1. There's something really special about starting something together.
Right.
And the people who are willing to commit to something before it's any kind of a success, just because their heart is in it.
Right.
But look, I mean, the gang in Dallas was amazing. And I think it's smart. The Prison Break's a show that reinvents itself every season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do that from the same location in the same city.
Right. You got to, and you mentioned Walking Dead. That's great. What a resume right there. Yeah, that was all entirely shot here in L.A.
Walking Dead?
Wasn't it?
No, Atlanta.
Georgia. You're thinking of Fear the Walking Dead, which was the spinoff.
Yeah.
Okay, because I knew
shot
one
here.
Of them.
Yeah.
That one of them was shot right here. Okay, but the original was.
But Walking Dead, they're still in Georgia.
They're still in Georgia.
They're still in Georgia, which
right,
is
right by my hometown, actually.
Really?
Where are you from?
Noonan.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of folks lived in Noonan for a while. I spent a bunch of time.
Well, that's got a sort of zombie feel to it.
It does.
A little bit.
It does. Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, they did Zombieland there, too.
Funny.
So they do a lot of zombie stuff there.
They do a lot of production period in Georgia now. Yeah.
A ton. I mean, it's LA East. We were shooting in not a great part of Atlanta. One of the first, I guess it was the first season, and they'd cleared the street. It was supposed to be empty. And this guy kind of shuffles out of his house and they came out of the walkie. They're like, everybody hold, there's a bogey. And like, this is not a gentleman who's having a great day. Right. Like maybe kind of like a bathrobe situation with not a whole lot underneath and maybe some substance issues. Yeah. And the director comes over. He's like, looks like a zombie to me. Go ahead and shoot him.
That's awesome.
In the series.
Is that by the quarry area? Was that near there?
Yeah, sort of. But it was a driving shot when we were leaving the quarry.
Yeah, that whole area there is really rough.
It's your hood right there.
No. I'm further south.
Yeah, it's sketchy as all.
But that area that she's talking about is pretty sketchy. It's by the penitentiary, actually.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's the kind of place where like you're driving into work at 5 a.m., and there's just like two guys walking down the street.
Yeah.
There's no cars in sight.
It's
no
like, why are you awake right now?
Right.
Like paper bags in each hand. You're like, morning, boys.
So do you still watch the show? Keep up?
I never watched the show.
You never watched the show?
Okay. So two reasons. One, it scares me.
Okay.
Just quite simply, like I can't watch horror movies and I realize that's ridiculous, but it's true. And, you know, Andy doesn't watch it either. And I think we kind of both decided early on, it's just not great for your head.
Huh.
I don't like looking at me. And then, I usually watch a few episodes to kind of see if what I'm trying to do is landing.
Right.
But I have to stop watching a show at the point at which I start going, oh, that doesn't look cute. Or, you know, like vanity is the enemy of good work. Right. So
I mean, it's sort of human nature to want to critique yourself and, oh my gosh, I wish this. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily, but
no.
You think it's distracting?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of actors by nature are sort of neurotic, hard on themselves people.
Right.
Like I have never and will never watch something I'm in and be like, nailed it, girl. That was amazing.
Damn, I look good.
Yeah. Just not how I'm built. Not how I'm built.
That's funny. Are you single, married?
My husband and I will have been together for 20 years.
20 years?
In May.
What would you get married when you were 11?
We haven't been married that long, but we met in college. Yeah,
we met in college. Mm-hmm. We look great.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. So that's great. So no kids?
Two kids.
How old?
I've got a 9-year-old girl.
9-year-old
and
girl.
And a 3.5-year-old boy.
Oh, nice.
They're amazing.
That's great.
They're just.
One of each. That worked out perfect.
One of each. Yeah. Well, yeah. We adopted my son, so it was intentional.
Okay.
On that sense. But yeah, it's a trip, man. It puts everything into immediate perspective. I was actually pregnant for the second season of Prison Break.
Really?
So every now and again, I show my daughter production stills. I'm like, that's you right there under that big billowy white shirt.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, props good to fun. You because that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wrapped. I was about 6 months pregnant. The hardest, we shot a scene on a moving train and they had to keep resetting it backwards.
Uh-oh.
And I was not pregnant enough that I could tell anybody,
right.
But I was pregnant enough that I had like ridiculous morning sickness.
Yes.
And Ooh. So It wasn't a cute day. Like,
yeah,
bathrooms in trains are small.
Right.
And
that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think that was the day that I was like, hey, Wentworth, by the way, I don't have an eating disorder.
Right.
I'm pregnant. Please don't tell anyone.
I'm going to the bathroom a lot.
I'm going to throw up all day.
So wait a minute. You didn't want to tell anyone 6 months along the line?
No. This was like four or five weeks in.
Oh, okay. 4 or 5 weeks in.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
It was still at that place where you're like.
No, of course. No, you don't want to. But that's when you're feeling the morning sickness and the whole deal.
You don't look pregnant, so there's no sympathy, but you're acting like a lunatic.
Right. You done? No more?
Totally. Oh yeah, I'm done.
You're done? Shots closed.
I feel like one-on-one defense I can handle. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to shift to zone defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's tough. I know. We're debating it right
now. How many
do
you have?
I have two.
You have two? Oh, and you're in the three conversation.
I'm in the three conversation. I mean, I wanted more. We haven't been so lucky, but I think I want to go for it. I might like I'll end up with twins, but that's all right.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not the one that has to have them.
The adopting thing was a really amazing journey.
Yeah, I bet.
It was a really amazing journey. And speaking as somebody who did not want to be pregnant again, but really did want another kid.
Right. That's an alternative.
It's a way to go.
Well, I want to put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Yeah, do it.
Go to karaoke song.
What's that? I can hear it, but I can't think of the title.
Sing it.
The turn around every now and then.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt with that Totally Close to the Heart.
Yes.
Totally Close to the Heart.
That's a good one. It builds.
That's a great one,
that's
actually.
That's a party.
But it's also like 12 minutes long. It's a terrible thing to do to people. It's just.
She's still up there?
Yeah.
Good
but then
God.
That's a crowd joiner.
Like everyone gets into that.
Everyone comes in. Go to Midnight Snack.
Cheesy Poofs.
Okay.
Not Cheetos, the actual like puffy ones.
Cheesy Poofs.
Yeah.
You know, like Cartman.
You and Cartman. You and Cartman.
Hey, Cheesy Poofs.
Hey, you guys. First show on your DVR other than yours.
Don't have a DVR.
Really? How can you not have a DVR, Sarah?
I don't really have a TV so much.
Come on.
Because she's constantly shooting TV shows.
Well, you don't like to watch yourself, so
you,
we
you
know
remember
that
episode of Friends where Rachel is dating the gynecologist who never wanted to have sex because he spent all day. I'm kind of that way to television.
Is it because you don't want... That's fascinating,
kind
though, because
that
that's your line of work. So you wouldn't... And there's so much good TV right now.
There is a lot. What am I watching right now? I'm watching People versus OJ.
Okay.
Amazing.
I'm working my way through The Crown. I every day hope that Jon Stewart will come back to The Daily Show because I miss him right now in my blood and bones.
Okay, so you have Netflix, at least.
I have Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Netflix, you can kind of get away with everything.
Yeah.
Every show I'm on is on Netflix, so at least I could do that. You know, I'm dying to see
you
Punisher.
You could start The Walking Dead.
I could start. But what I can do is see Punisher, which I'm really good at.
Word or expression you hate the most?
Literally.
Literally, right?
Because it's not, always misused.
It's not literal. They're not literally. I was literally dead when I died.
When no, I was you finished weren't.
My work. Guys, I'm like, no, you're not.
I'm literally starving.
Yeah.
No, there are people in Africa who hate you right
yes,
now.
Yes.
Shut up.
You are literally correct, though. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, Luke from 90210. What was his name?
Oh, we
Luke
just
Perry.
Had him here.
Oh, Luke Perry. We just
Perry.
Had him. He was here a month
Luke.
Ago.
He was, what was his name? Not Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan on the show. Yeah,
yeah Brandon
Luke
and Dylan.
Luke Perry in real life,
I said
Perry.
That to our makeup
He was just sitting here like last week.
Yeah.
She brought him into the trailer. I was...
Like she randomly found him outside?
No, they'd worked together.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, Luke, you gotta... Just come here. This is gonna absolutely... He was on the Fox lot somewhere, so she brought him up. I turned around, face to face, screamed, and ran out.
It's a proper reaction.
Screamed. Horrible. I hope I never see him again because it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
That's funny. He's a
Sorry,
nice guy,
Luke Perry.
Too. He's a real nice guy.
Had
a conversation.
Right. We had a conversation.
We're never going to speak. Okay?
We talked with him. He was very nice.
Yeah. He's probably got a restraining order.
Who plays you in your life story?
Who plays me in my life story?
Who would you cast?
Oh. I feel like Sarah Paulson's awesome.
Ooh, that's
Interesting.
She's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, that's good casting.
Walks on water.
I like that. Yes, you are into the People versus
I'm watching her right now being like, you're great.
Yeah. I was on an elevator the other day. I was in the elevator with her and it was a huge build. It must've been like 20, 25. And fortunately, it stopped at almost every floor. So I had such a nice conversation.
Oh, lovely.
You know, with her.
Did anyway. You just like push all the buttons?
No, but somebody was either getting in, getting out.
You walk in, you're like, oh, Sarah Paulson.
Yeah. No, that was not the case. Anyway, Prison Break airs Tuesday on Fox, and you can follow her on Instagram @SarahWayneKelly. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. On with Mario.